Good morning. This is Jasper, Charlie and Olivia with your 8 AM Zedlines. In local news, parents at a West End State Primary School are asking that Queensland government carve out a 7.1 hectare land parcel for a second school that they say is quote long promised. They delivered an open letter calling the government's development authority to seize the quote once in a generation opportunity to plan more educational infrastructure for Brisbane's inner south following high enrolments.
The Queensland government has pledged to invest $545 million in water security and top up two southeast dams, as well as $10 million to scout a new dam site. Under this funding, North Pine and Lake McDonald dams are set to be restored to full service levels. North Pine Dam stores drinking water for North Brisbane and Moreton Bay and was reduced to 54% capacity last year while awaiting upgrades, and is hoped to improve water security for Brisbane's households and agriculture. Mr. Janetsky said that if the dams are run at capacity, quote, there is an opportunity for us to invest in our existing infrastructure to build that water security.
In national news, six passengers who were on board the cruise ship at the centre of a hantavirus outbreak have been released after 42 days of quarantine in Perth. The group had been in isolation since the 15th of May after an outbreak of the virus on the MV Hondius cruise ship killed three people. Health officials say all six passengers remained well and consistently tested negative for the virus.
An urgent measles alert has been issued for residents of Sydney. This comes after a return traveller has visited multiple inner city locations while infected. New South Wales Health have specifically urged folks from Potts Point, Darlinghurst and Sydney CBD to ensure that their vaccinations are up to date and to watch out for symptoms or signs of measles. Local physician Dr. Anthea Cadalaris has impressed the importance of vaccination in this time, quote, "This is especially important before overseas travel, as measles outbreaks are occurring in several regions of the world at the moment."
In international news, Australia has signed a $2.5 billion defence radar deal with Canada. Canada is buying Australia's highly advanced over-the-horizon radar system to monitor the Arctic. The deal is Australia's most valuable defence export ever, and it marks the first time the technology has been sold. The deal comes at a time when Canada is looking to broaden its defence relationships beyond the US, and the Canadian Secretary for Defence Procurement, Stephen Furr, said it marks a significant shift in the Australia-Canada relationship.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny all day with an expected max of 21. It's currently 12 degrees, though wind gusts are making it feel like 11. That's all your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.